The chairman of the NTSB says there's real hope the mystery of what happened to Egypt Air Flight 990 will be solved.
I am confident that many of the questions we have will be answered.
The Supreme Court agrees to make a ruling on prayer in public schools. A Texas school superintendent says, let's do it.
From our standpoint, we have nothing to lose here.
A former male nurse is sentenced to prison for killing rather than healing.
I feel relieved. Our whole family feels relieved, but that still won't bring my husband back.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Sam Litzinger. Still no firm answer to the question, what happened to Egypt Air Flight 990? National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Jim Hall says the FBI might take the lead if this becomes a criminal investigation.
We are concentrating our efforts right now on determining where the leadership of this investigation should be.
CBS News Transportation Correspondent Bob Orr.
The voice recorder pulled from the depths of the Atlantic over the weekend is raising serious questions about the actions of the pilots in the cockpit of Egypt Air Flight 990. Sources say the recorder has captured the voice of one of the pilots, believed to be the co-pilot, making some type of religious statement that could be a prayer just before the jet went into its fatal dive. But there's no agreement on what the prayer means, whether it was routine or something more ominous. In any case, there is no proof at this point that the prayer had any connection to the crash that followed.
A court has okayed presumptive death certificates for the 217 people on board the plane. It's one of the more controversial issues the Supreme Court can tackle, prayer in public schools. A lower court had ruled against a Texas school district that allowed prayer at football games, and now the high court has agreed to pass judgment on that decision. Richard Owenby is superintendent of the Santa Fe, Texas school district.
We would like to have the schools to have the same choice that we believe that we should have, and that is that the students can choose whether they want to have a prayer or invocation prior to a football game, and if they choose to do it and elect someone, that they be allowed to do that.
But Barry Lane with the group Americans United for Separation of Church and State thinks Texas school officials are unfairly singling out a particular group, in this case, believers.
It is for believers, not for people who don't believe in the God being prayed to. This is one more reason why the United States Supreme Court should say no to school prayers at official events, whether they're high school football games or high school graduation.
The Supreme Court decision is expected by late June. Now this.
Are you lazy? Was your father lazy? Is there a rich heritage of laziness in your family, especially around the holidays when you're supposed to be out buying toys and stuff? Well, don't get off that couch. Go to ToysRUs.com, where the hottest toys of the season are but a mouse click away. Shop online now through this Saturday and get $5 off all video games over $30. Plus, free shipping is available on all orders now through December 1st. ToysRUs.com. Just point, click, play.
CBS Tonight on the new hit drama Family Law. The firm represents an NBA All-Star in a knockdown, drag-out paternity suit with a basketball groupie.
Forget about the game. We're talking about millions of dollars here.
And this case is an ending so surprising you have to see it to believe it. And a former 60s radical comes out of hiding and needs an attorney to represent him in his big Hollywood movie deal.
Why do we do this job, Rex?
It's about money.
An all-new Family Law, CBS Tonight.
A judge in Brazil, Indiana, says Orville Lynn Majors is a paragon of evil, and the former nurse has been sentenced to 360 years in prison for killing six patients who were under his care. A relative of one of the victims, Paula Holdaway, told a reporter there's a real sense of relief.
It's over, and now we're going to have a real Thanksgiving. First one in about 5 years.
It's been pretty tiring, hasn't it?
Not tiring. Just hell.
Majors still maintains his innocence. His lawyers are promising an appeal. President Clinton says Americans are ready to do whatever they can to help Turkey deal with last week's devastating earthquake. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is traveling with Mr. Clinton.
Again and again during his first day in Turkey, the president offered Americans sympathies and condolences for the loss of life and heartbreak inflicted by the earthquake last August and the one on Friday. And each time, Mr. Clinton pledged American assistance.
Please let us know what we can do to help, and we will be there.
Tomorrow, the president will be visiting one of the towns hard hit by the summer quake that claimed 17,000 lives. At a tent city built by U.S. Marines, he'll meet with some of the survivors and renew America's commitment to help. Earlier in the day, the president said the earthquake reminds us that there's much in life that lies utterly beyond human control. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Ankara, Turkey.
At least 450 people were killed in the Turkish quake. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Need a little help with scanners?
For anyone with a space, a flatbed scanner is a great tool.
Yeah, now you can get rid of all that paper and store it in your computer.
That alone should give you room for the scanner.
The main thing to consider, though, is the optical resolution number. It'll be something like 600 by 1200 dpi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pay attention mostly to the first number. Right. Generally, the bigger it is, the better the scanner will be.
Brought to you by Cozone.com, the place to find technology help and buy what's right for you. Cozone.com. We can help.
Hello?
Ed, it's Tom from Pip Printing. How is your fly?
Great.
Everything should be there for your presentation, your catalogs, overheads, color handouts. We even started a newsletter for you.
Wow, thanks.
Now on your nightstand should be your protein shake.
Mmm, guava ginseng.
Oh, and that should be your presentation coach.
Hi, Ed. Imagine everyone in your audience is in his underwear.
Boxers or briefs?
Thongs.
Yeesh.
Okay, it's a bit of an exaggeration, but at Pip Printing, we always do our best. For everything from copies to full-color printing, rely on Pip Printing. The right printer, the right people.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich has made Bill Bradley a much happier presidential contender.
I've had no better day in this campaign.
Reich, who worked with Al Gore, has thrown his support to Bradley.
Bill Bradley's commitment and his dedication and his vision make him, to my mind, an even better president.
A Gore spokesman says the vice president hopes Reich will educate Bradley about social issues. Think of the Hubble Space Telescope as taking a little snooze. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says it's gone into shutdown mode because of a technical problem.
One of the Hubble Space Telescope's three remaining gyroscopes failed over the weekend, putting the spacecraft into electronic hibernation and halting all science operations until a shuttle mission can be launched on December 6th to carry out repairs. They already intended to launch this mission for just this reason. They were worried that this last gyro could fail. It has. And so for the first time in quite some time, the Hubble is out of action until they can make repairs.
Time on the roundup is 7 minutes past the hour.
In the following commercial, you'll be given a list of fun things to say to your friends this holiday once you subscribe to Dish Network Satellite TV. These comments only work if you have Dish Network, and they don't. Comment number one, looks like you've been visited by the ghost of Christmas past. You have cable. Number two, is that snow or just another cable outage? Number three, I just got a Dish Network system free after rebate with qualified programming. Number four, Santa gave me a 500-channel digital satellite TV system. What'd you get? Number five, if it's a season of giving, how come your cable company only gave you 30 channels? Number six, if you hear a ho-ho-ho coming from your den, that's Santa laughing at the size of your movie package. Number seven, hey Ebenezer, give your family Dish Network. To use these lines on your friends, please call us at 1-888-399-DISH. 1-888-399-DISH. Dish Network. How would you like your TV?
Available at Sears and other fine retailers. Promotion requires 1 year of programming services agreement. Cancellation penalties apply. Offer expires December 31st. Installation not included. Additional restrictions and sales tax may apply. Void or prohibited.
Ready to boldly go where only a few have gone before? CBS News correspondent Tom Rivers says space may become the next hot travel spot.
Travel futurists gathered in London say space tourism will become a reality in the future, and that may be sooner than you think. A quick suborbital jaunt, complete with a few minutes of weightlessness, could be a mere 5 years away. And in 20 years, you might be able to book into a floating space hotel. But if you're not wealthy, you'd better hope on winning the lottery. These out-of-this-world trips will be beyond most Earthlings' reach, but prices should come down as the century wears on. Tom Rivers, CBS News. London.
On Wall Street, the Dow finished the day down about 8.5 points, the NASDAQ down nearly 2, and that's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Sam Litzinger, CBS News.